One thing American citizens have to understand is this: presidents do not give up power. Presidents accumulate power. In fact, since George Washington, the first president who issued the first executive order, presidents have accumulated the power that dictators used to brag about. But the Constitution doesn't allow any of this. In fact, the Constitution tells the president, Congress, and the so-called judiciary that they have limited powers and they should be working together to watch each other and to make sure that their powers don't get so amassed that they become a threat to freedom. In recent years, American presidents have anointed themselves with the power to wage war, unilaterally kill Americans, torture prisoners, strip citizens of their rights, arrest and detain citizens indefinitely, carry out warrantless spying on Americans, and erect their own secretive shadow government. In fact, the presidents that we have today, modern presidents, have accumulated so much power that they're no longer accountable to the Constitution or the American citizens. Consider some of the presidential powers acquired through the use of executive orders, decrees, memorandums, proclamations, national security directives, and legislative signing statements. The power to kill. As the New York Times has concluded, President Obama, who came to office promising transparency and adherence to the rule of law, has become the first president to claim the legal authority to order an American citizen killed without judicial involvement, real oversight, or accountability. Here's the problem. American citizens have died because of these decrees who live overseas, and innocent citizens have died. Again, because there's no oversight or accountability over the president's power to kill. The power to spy on American citizens. In the wake of the 9/11 terror attacks, President Bush secretly authorized the National Security Agency to carry out surveillance on Americans' phone calls and emails. Since that time, the NSA, the FBI, all the basically groups that conduct intelligence, and there's a lot of them, and that includes local police now, whom some constitutional commentators have said have become small NSAs, are watching everything we're doing. They're accumulating all our emails, tweets, whatever you do on Facebook. They know everything you're doing so they can arrive at your door if they decide to and arrest you or take you away. The power to indefinitely detain American citizens. In 1942, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt issued an executive order that required all Japanese Americans to be held in internment camps, what we refer to as concentration camps. Believe it or not, the Supreme Court actually upheld that as constitutional. Now, these people had done nothing wrong. They were good citizens, most of them, as we know now, but it was actually upheld. But what most Americans don't know is that our current president has that same power under the National Defense Authorization Act, which gives him the power to arrive at your door and send the military to arrive at your door to arrest you if he thinks you might be involved in terrorist activities, which could include what's called extremist activities. People forget that in 2009, under the Obama administration, the Department of Homeland Security issued two memorandum: right-wing extremism and left-wing extremism. Those memos, when I looked at them, under left-wing extremists were animal rights groups. Under right-wing extremists were actually returning veterans. So when I looked at that memo, I said, anybody who says, I don't like what the government's doing, can be an extremist. Believe it or not, if a president decides to take you away, they can do it under the law now. The power to transform the police into extensions of the military and indirectly institute martial law. With all the military equipment that has flowed to local police departments, and believe it or not, over 40 government agencies now have their own combat units with grenade launchers, assault vehicles. You're including the Wildlife and Fisheries Department, the NSA, NASA. Believe it or not, groups like that have military units, some with hollow point bullets, which expand on contact and will blow your head off. If it hits you, believe it or not, they have those kind of weapons. What has happened and what George Washington warned against in the Founding Fathers said, please do not have a standing army. We experienced that. Ladies and gentlemen, the president has the power now. He has a standing army to do whatever he wants, whenever he wants to do it, except if the American citizens object the way I think they should be objecting. These are just a few of the powers the president has. If you look at former regimes, Hitler, Stalin, you go through the list. These are the kind of powers they had. And what happened when the people allowed it? I mean, I'm talking about American citizens now. We have allowed this to happen. Why? Because we sit back. We think if we go vote for this president or that president, we're going to change things. That's not going to change anything. What's going to change things is waking up to the fact of what's happening in this country and getting involved in your government. Don't just sit back and watch television or think that by voting you're going to change things, because that's not going to do it. Putting the right candidates up, moving some of those people in Congress that are sitting there just collecting money, your so-called representatives, and not challenging the president when he does these things, not fighting back. Throw those guys out of office. Get involved in your local governments and start saying no to the federal government. If they send troops into your local neighborhood and arrest an American citizen because he's an extremist, he's never been proven guilty of anything, and put in a detention camp, that should not be allowed. If we continue down this road, folks, I'm telling you, and it's a road that leads to nowhere except danger and death, if we don't wake up soon and fight back, there really is no future of freedom in this country.